Curious explorers, get ready to embark on a remarkable journey with random ventures of an indie traveler. Your passport to captivating tales and intriguing facts about some fascinating destinations, guided by your host, Casey. Don't forget to keep an ear out for those special episodes where we dive into the enchanting realm of cryptids and legends based on these locations. Join us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and more to satisfy your wanderlust. Now, here is the host of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler.
Welcome, adventurers and indie travelers, to another exciting episode of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. Today, we're in for an absolute treat as we welcome a guest who embodies the spirit of a global connection. Literally, you won't believe the story. So believe it or not, amidst over 3 million potential pen pals, I was led to Anika through the digital realm of a pen pal website, where we both actually met our other amazing mutual Italian friend, Sylvia. She's amazing, and what makes it funny, though, is that we met Sylvia, both of us, years ago on this website. And now, through that same site, we've met recently after years of hearing about each other through our dear friend. And it's just such an amazing, crazy, small world, I think. So I thought that was a super fun story, and Anika was really happy to be on the podcast. And so I am excited for this, and I thought that you would enjoy that story as well. Hailing all the way from the captivating landscapes of Finland is my awesome friend Anika, who will be sharing insights into the mesmerizing Finnish legend of Foxfire. She is armed with knowledge from Wikipedia and an awesome Finnish website, also including Finnish sources like legends that she actually grew up with. Now, Finland has definitely been on my bucket list for a very long time. It seems like such an incredible culture and country with some really fun people. And now I actually know someone, so hey, there's a good reason to visit it someday, perhaps.
Mythical creature and legend alert.
All right. So let's explore the enchanting world of Foxfire with our incredible guest, Anika, as we dive into yet another awesome legendary creature on Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anika, and actually, I'm a pen pal of Casey's. I'm here to talk to you about a really cool story about the Northern Lights, but first, let me quickly introduce myself. So, as I said, my name is Anika, and I'm from Finland, and my native language is Finnish. Hopefully, you will like the story I'm about to tell you. According to old Finnish folk stories, a mythical creature called Fire Fox, or as we say in Finnish, Tulikettu, has given the name to Northern Lights in the Finnish language. Instead of saying Northern Lights, as said in English, in Finnish, we say Revontulet, which actually means foxfire or the fire of the fox. This is actually just a regular normal word that we use. I believe I heard the origin story for the first time when I was just a kid. Anyway, back to the Fire Fox. According to folk stories, the Fire Fox lives far away in hideouts in the woods, and only a few people have ever seen it. Fire Fox's fur is black during days, but it twinkles fire during nights. This mysterious creature's tail glows like ember. When the Fire Fox is running, and when its ember-like tail touches the snow as it goes, the tail starts to twinkle fire, and it creates the Northern Lights to the sky. How cool is that? According to the legend, catching the Fire Fox was every hunter's dream. When you catch this creature, the hunter would receive everything they've ever dreamt of. Happiness, power, wealth, for the rest of their lives. And that is the story of the Fire Fox.
All right, and that, dear listeners, was the captivating tale of Foxfire, shared with us by the awesome Anika. Thank you, Anika. Or, as they say in Finnish, Kiitos paljon. I hope I got that right. Anika, thank you so much for gracing us with your knowledge and awesome presence. I could just imagine the fox changing from the black color of the day to its glistening, fiery, vibrant colors at nighttime. It's really a captivating story. All right, so a fun random question for you. If you had the opportunity to witness Foxfire or the Northern Lights in person, how do you think it would impact you emotionally? Witnessing Foxfire, I think lighting up the sky would be absolutely incredible. I'm actually a little bit jealous for those people that get to witness it every year and see it in different parts of the season. Oh, I am so amazed by it. And I love Mother Nature. So, you know, it's like a nature party that you definitely don't want to miss. And like, whoa, Mother Nature, you're showing off, but I'm totally loving it. Keep it coming, right? Something like that. It would make me feel like I'm part of this epic cosmic show. Just thinking about it gets me pumped up. It's like getting front row seats to the coolest light show on Earth. And every time you see it, it's so unique. There are different colors, patterns, vibes. It's never the same. Talk about magical, 100%. And it would be especially cool if there was this vibrant fox in the mix, lighting up the night. I think that would be so fun. I mean, mythical creatures have such an amazing and fascinating story. Everyone is different. They all have different ways that maybe people came up with them, maybe to scare their children. Annika and I actually were talking about that. Some of them are monsters and scary creatures, that way kids don't get in trouble. And others are just really interesting stories, like Foxfire. Mythical creatures and legends are amazing all around. Now, before we wrap up, I'd like to invite you all to share your own mythical tales or legends. Please do. I really want to hear them. And like getting Annika's story, I thought it was so amazing and fun. I want to hear all of you. So anybody listening, please reach out. You can email me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com or find the Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler Facebook group. You can actually find that link in the description box. So check it out. Join in on the fun and send me a DM all about your story. I'd love to hear from you, and you may have an episode kind of like this, but with your own awesome story. And as always, don't forget to check out my awesome free travel tips on Canva that I have linked below, along with the marvelous Mythical Creatures coloring book.
Thank you to my awesome sister for her monster voice, and also to the musical artists Tobias Voigt, A Path Untold, and Rue Walker. Thank you all so much for everything and your amazing contributions.
Thank you, dear listeners, for joining us on this adventure today. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and who knows, if you ever find yourself in Finland, keep an eye out for the mystical Foxfire. Until next time, stay curious, keep rocking, and keep having awesome adventures.